Do, 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 do. Are you ready? Ready? I am not, apparently.
It's all good.
Think so? Nope. Okay. Now we're ready.
Woo!
Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
We have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
We weren't here last week because 4th of July.
Woo, woo!
Did you have a good time?
I did, yes. Good. Super chill.
Same.
Good.
Well, I did a lot of running around because that's what happens when you go socially distance camping with a toddler.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
So we put a lot of steps in.
That's good, though.
But we were talking about something, and it kind of led down this conversation before we started recording about people, how they are with their kids. Like, once you get either divorced or you break up with your significant other and there's kids involved.
Yes.
Like, how would that be? Like, assuming that you break up, like they didn't cheat on you or like steal all your money or something, you know?
Yeah, nothing like too dramatic.
Right. It's just like, you know what? We just can't do this anymore. We're not meant to be together and we need to split up. Like, how are you? I mean, it's a weird position because neither of us are married or have kids.
Correct.
But like, imagining your ex now dating and then bringing that person around your kids, or even being that person, like if you didn't have a boyfriend, Sarah, like, or if your boyfriend had a kid, it's like having to deal with like the baby mama.
Oh, I wouldn't. That is my deal breaker.
Mm-mm. Like, I mean, but at some point, let's say you didn't have them and you're now in your 30s.
Okay.
It's very hard to find somebody in their 30s that's not, you know, doesn't have a kid.
Do I have kids as well? Are we saying?
Let's just say for this scenario, not yet. Like, you're looking for your first marriage, basically.
I probably honestly would not date them if they had kids. And I know a lot of 30-year-olds who don't have kids. All of my boyfriend's friends, all of my brother's friends, they're all in their 30s and none of them have kids. So there's still a lot of them out there. But I do not have any interest in being a stepmom.
Yeah.
None.
Like, I feel like I would rather not. But the older and older I get, I feel like that might have to be something
Girl, you're only 30. There's still plenty of
I'm going to be 31 in
baby
a month.
Baby-free people out there.
That don't have girlfriends?
Yeah. All of my brother's friends, almost all of my boyfriend's friends.
All right, I need to see some Facebook pages and see how these guys are doing.
That has always been my number one thing, is I never want to be a stepmom. I never want to deal with the baby mama drama. And I don't know. I'm selfish. Mm-hmm. I want to be the number one person in my significant other's life for a while. Mm-hmm. And I know when they have kids, I will never be that number one person. Yes.
Right.
If we do have kids, then of course I want the kids to be number one. But if the person already has kids, I'm not going to be number one, as I shouldn't be.
And there's nothing,
I need that attention.
There's nothing wrong with that. And I've met guys, like there's one guy, just again, there's a distant situation, but he was super sweet. And he did have a daughter, and I never met her, and I think we only went out once, but we talked for a while, and I appreciate having his friendship.
Did you know that before going on a date
yes.
with him? Okay, so you already
yes.
kind of knew what you were getting into.
Uh-huh. But now he's actually dating somebody else, and she has kids. That makes more sense. But because he was such a cool guy, he was just so down to earth, so sweet. Like, I'm like, okay, you know what? Like, I'm not like it's. The whole daughter situation becomes less and less of a deal breaker.
Because you like them. You got, yeah.
Because I got to know them. I let myself get to know them.
It's yeah. Just, see, I wouldn't even probably have like
Right.
If I had a dating profile and it said kids, I would not swipe. I wouldn't have let myself.
Well, like, I didn't meet him on a dating profile.
So. No, but just saying, like, you already knew that he had a kid and you still were, like, willing to go out with them. I probably wouldn't. No, I'm sorry to everyone out there that's single that has kids, but I probably wouldn't even give him a chance because then I would probably be the same as you and be like, oh, but I really like him. Oh, but he's a child. Okay, but it's fine because I actually really like him and we have this connection. So I'll, like, a child is a big thing. That's not something to just look past. It's not like, oh, he's bald or, oh, he's a little short or whatever. It's like a permanent situation. So I wouldn't even give myself that chance to go out with him to start liking him.
Well, like, it's one of those, like, it was one of, like, me having to break out of my cycle. And I think I talked about this recently on a podcast called Swoon that my therapist recommended. They did talk about how online dating is a lot more difficult because if you go to a bar and you meet a guy and they're like, oh, I like hiking. And let's say you don't really care for hiking. You're not going to be like swipe.
Yeah.
You're not going to like in person swipe left on him. Like you're.
Oh, I would. If someone said, though, they had a kid at a bar, I would in person swipe on them. I'd be like, oh, no, that is not my jam. Yeah.
But when you do that online, like on the online dating sites, it's like if they have a kid, my instinct is to swipe left. So I was letting myself be a little bit more open to different things, like hiking and kids. But anywho, but I do love when I've seen pictures and posts about people co-parenting with their significant other's new partners.
Yes.
Like, I've seen that where it's like the mom and the dad are there, and then the stepmom and the stepdad are there for the kids' soccer game, and they're a team.
Yeah.
It's like if you decide that you want to date somebody with kids, do you now become part of that unit?
Hopefully.
Yes. I mean, like, let's say you get married to them.
Okay.
Like, you're part of that parenting team. Yes, it's a mom and a dad, but you take the responsibility of stepmom or dad. Now you're a part of that. And I read this thing a while back where this woman posted a thank you note to her ex's new girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
So she posted a picture of the new girlfriend with her daughter.
Oh, wow.
She said, this is my daughter's father's girlfriend.
Okay.
The baby daddy's girlfriend.
Yes.
The sweetest thing ever. I'm super thankful for her because when she visits her dad and she feeds her, takes care of her, buys her gifts, and basically takes care of her like her own. Why do all these moms act so spiteful and so jealous towards the other woman? No one said it was easy trying to be a mother to a kid you didn't have. So when there is somebody trying, don't push them away. Because they don't need the drama, they will leave, and then you're stuck with someone who is evil stepmom. Yeah, they exist. I see them everywhere. A kid can have two moms because in my eyes, the more people that love her, I'm happy. I would never make her feel like an outsider, and I'm extremely thankful for this girl. Ladies, grow up and focus on being a good mom and not worrying about what your baby daddy's girlfriend's Facebook and Instagram while your kid is right next to you. Love more, hate less.
Wow, that's beautiful. She's a very mature person.
Yeah.
I wonder how their relationship ended.
Yeah. I'm always curious about those because I have, like, I have a girlfriend of mine. She has a son who's like 15, 16 years old.
Dang, like a real person.
Yeah. I used to babysit him. But they, like, her and her ex, they ended up breaking up when he was pretty young, like, I want to say 3 or 4.
Yeah.
But they've always had the two households, but they've gone, like, they went to Hawaii with him for his wedding, like, when the dad got married. She's now married and has a 3-year-old.
So you wouldn't be surprised if your friend posted something like this.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I think she did post pictures like, hey, I'm at my ex's wedding, basically.
Yeah, co-parenting. Good co-parenting exists.
Yeah, and she's still co-parent. So she dated a guy for 8 years.
Damn.
And so he had a daughter. So, you know, she has a son, he had a daughter, and they broke up after about 8 years. And she's still in that little girl's life because I don't really know what the situation is now with her mom. But at the time when she was little, when she first entered her life, the mom was in prison.
Okay. So she pretty much grew up with this other girl.
Right. So she is still in this girl's life who's now, what, 13 or something? I'm like, oh my God, she's so big now.
You're so old.
Because I remember her, like, you know, babysitting them too.
Yeah. I think that's awesome. And I think the older you get, kind of the easier it becomes, especially if both other people have a significant other. Mm-hmm. And if you guys do get along, it's really helpful. But
while I was looking for the story, and I was trying to find another one where it was kind of funny. The mom was saying, like, oh, So you're my boyfriend's new girlfriend and you want to buy my kid clothes? Okay, well, she doesn't wear anything with stripes or polka dots. She likes this. She's this size. She's this size in shoes. She's like, if you want to love my kid, go for it. I'm not going to stop you. But it was just funny. Like, oh, she likes this, this, and this. Kind of made a shopping list, which I thought was pretty funny.
Hey, if you're going to spend money, damn,
like, go for it. I'm not going to tell you not to spend money on my kids. But then I found this other post this mom made, like, on a blog or something, like stayathomemom.com.
Hello, and mom.
It says, ex-husband's new girlfriend's putting my children as her profile pictures. So my ex has a new girlfriend about 6 weeks in. She has one child. I have three. Her profile picture is of my ex and all the kids. So the four kids. Mm-hmm. Her cover picture is just my kids with her kid. It's like, I don't give an F about my ex, but I'm not happy about my children being her profile pics. They are my children and I have... they have a mother who loves them, and I'm careful with my Facebook. I have no idea who her Facebook friends are. I've asked my ex to remove it, and but he said it's not his Facebook, so he has no control over it. Obviously, he has no balls to ask her. I know my ex and I for sure that if my boyfriend had done that, that he would have lost it, his S. It's like, I can't seem to let it slide, and I want to message her and ask her to remove it, but she'll probably just block me. What should I do? And see, like, I get the point of... the security thing.
Okay.
Like, I understand that. Like,
do you actually think that's the only reason why she's upset?
No.
Exactly.
I don't think that's it.
And how do you feel about that?
I feel like, I mean, 6 weeks in, like, that's pretty soon.
That's
like,
very soon.
Even to meet kids, I think that's pretty soon.
Yeah.
I think, let's say if they're married, like, if he ends up, like, if they're married and they've been together for a while, like, I don't see that as a problem.
How long's a while for you?
Let's say...
When is it okay for her... the new girlfriend to start posting pictures?
I think about a year.
Yeah.
I think at minimum a year. Because that's about the time. Like, you know that's serious. When you've been together with somebody, it's a year. That's serious.
Yeah, this would... Oh, my God. There's so much rage for me.
Right.
If I was in this position. I would be furious at my ex. I mean, it's a huge jealousy thing, too.
Right.
I mean, I even feel jealous right now thinking if I was in that position. Like, those are my damn kids. You've been around for 6 weeks. You don't get to post pictures of them. You don't, like, who are you? And I actually have a friend who is kind of doing this.
Okay.
And, oh, man, there's just so much. But it's the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, posting about how they're kind of her kids and how she's celebrating Mother's Day. She has no kids of her own. He has two kids. And they're her profile picture and all over her.
Is this a mutual friend of ours?
No.
Okay.
And they have been together. I mean, she was doing this way before they were even together a year. I think it's been like a year, year and a half
now. Okay.
But
definitely not the person I was thinking.
Yeah. And so I'm like, you can't. It brings me rage because you like see them on the weekend, every other weekend, you can't necessarily call yourself a mom yet. Like,
no.
You have to earn that, right? And this chick, 6 weeks? No. People have milk in the fridge longer than that. Yeah. Like, I would be pissed. And, I would tell, I mean, if your ex isn't going to have the balls to ask her, I would just tell her myself. Like, take those pictures down.
It's like, hey, just because of security reasons, like, I would like to get to know you. Like, I think I would word it in a sense of, like, for security reasons, I would rather not have those pictures up. Unless you can prove to me that you have full lockdown of your...
Oh, she would prove it to you, though.
Yeah, like...
Like, if you came to me and you just said security, like, I'd be like, oh, it's okay, everything's on block. Like, I don't even have that many friends.
Like, cool, I want to see your, like, actual screenshots of your privacy settings.
Oh, you can look at my whole computer now. Like, that's what I think you actually have to come from a human standpoint and be like, it's making me uncomfortable, like... feeling this. You can say security too, but I feel like you have to get deeper and be like, I don't feel comfortable. You haven't been in my children's life this long. Like, it's making me feel some type of way and I really don't like it.
For me, security is a big thing for me because I have a foster brother and we're not, I'm sure we could post pictures of him on Facebook. I am very careful because I don't post any pictures or videos of him on anything like station related because we're not supposed to.
Do you on your personals?
No, we decided like that we're not going to until he's officially adopted.
That's smart. I feel like anyone can find anything now.
Right. And it's just it's you know, we don't want to get in trouble with, you know, the state because he is a kid of the state.
Yeah.
So I'm super hyper aware. Like when there's some girlfriends, everyone, you know, has that girlfriend where if there's a baby around, she will take a picture and post it on like her holding the baby. Like there's always pictures like, and I think you know who I'm talking about. And it's like, And I saw that. I'm like, I had told people, I'm like, look, we're hanging out. I think it was my birthday last year. I'm like, we're hanging out. Here's my foster brother. Feel free. You can take pictures. Just don't post them.
Yeah.
And that's all I'd ask people.
Some people don't take pictures just to take pictures. They take pictures to post them.
Well, like some people take pictures to send to like, hey, mom, look, I'm holding a baby. Like if you wanted to send it to somebody, I'm like, that's fine. Just nothing like on actual social media.
Yeah.
So I'm hyper alert with that. Like, yeah. And I've posted pictures with him in it, but like I always block out his face.
Yeah, like a little emoji or something, mm-hmm. which you think is fine, right?
Right. And I really want to post videos and pictures because he does some dumb stuff, like funny stuff.
You will be able to. Just give it time.
And even then, my parents are like, maybe we shouldn't post too much. But
After he's adopted?
Yeah. Like, I think they're just like super hyper worried. But I'm like,
why would it matter at that point?
I don't know. My dad gets so... He's a hypochondriac, and he's like, when it comes to his health and when it comes to anything, like he jumps to the worst possible scenario.
Oh.
About everything.
Yeah, I feel like he'll, after it's like all written in stone mm-hmm. and it's legal that he's yours.
It might change.
They're going to change, yeah.
Dude, so this is how bad he is. When he was still littler, when I bought my house, so a year ago.
Yeah.
I was meeting, like, I ended up meeting a front door neighbor. It's like, oh, hey, you know, it's like, oh, is this your son? I'm like, no, he's my foster brother. And he's like, oh, really? Like, we're, you know, he's like, yeah, we're trying to adopt him. He's like, oh, my wife and I can't have kids, and we've been trying to adopt, and we've been, like, he was telling us his story and how he was having a hard time, like, adoption and all these things. And my dad's like, don't tell people that he's a foster kid that we're going to adopt him. I'm like, why? He's like, because if they're looking to adopt, they might want to adopt him. I'm like, Dad, they don't just go like, hey, I saw a kid up across the street. I want that one. Yeah, that's not how it works.
Yeah. Plus, why would they get rank over you guys?
Right. Like, exactly. I'm like, Dad, that is not how it works. He's not going to call up the state and be like, so there's this kid in foster care. He's super cute. I really like that one.
Yeah. So what are you supposed to tell people that he's yours?
Exactly. And so that's what I was telling him. Like, Dad.
Chill out.
Chill. Although I do hate the whole mask thing, only because when we go to the store and I'm with my dad and him and just the three of us, people think we're a couple because my dad looks so young.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Just like...
Yeah, they're not going to think that that's your brother.
My dad's digging it. Everyone thinks I'm a couple. That we're a couple. I'm like, I look that young.
Your dad does, though. He looks very young.
He's getting a few more grays, though.
Yeah, but nowadays that's like...
Right? Normal.
Yeah, exactly. And the new thing.
Right. Everyone wants it.
Silver fox.
Mm. I'm just like, dang it. Heather.
You need like shirts.
Like daughter. His daughter.
This is my really, really younger brother.
Right. Oh, no. Somebody at a laundromat once thought that was my brother, and he was just grinning.
You know, your dad?
My dad.
Really?
Like, oh, is this your brother? I'm like, no.
It's my dad.
Thanks for that.
I always think it's so awkward when people think my dad and I are dating because my dad looks old. Yeah. So people ask like, oh, how'd you swing that? Like to me, acting like I'm like...
You look like your dad.
Well, yeah. And I'm like not no trophy wife over here, but they're like, how'd you swing this young girl? And I'm like, no. You did not swing this. I'm the daughter. But also like, they probably think like he's my sugar daddy.
Yeah, basically.
Huh. Weird.
Again, while looking through, trying to find these articles, I found another one. And it's funny because the post the dude makes it sound like it's super positive. Like it started off as a tweet.
Okay.
And I'm reading this and I'm like, no, she wasn't giving you a gift. She was being petty.
Ooh, what
she
was the tweet?
Basically saying this. I know so much about you. Because he writes, my ex-girlfriend wrote this for me and it's literally the best thing I've ever gotten in my life. And it's like it's screenshots of her notes on her phone.
And that was like a positive tweet.
It was a positive, okay. According to this. And it's for his ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
And it's like, we met February 26th. We started dating April 8th, 2018. His favorite ice cream is chocolate chip. His name is, you know, Jacob. And she spells out his middle name. And yes, I did that because he will ask you how to spell it. Trust me. His favorite color is red in case you want to buy him anything specific. His favorite liquor is 1800 or whatever, however you say that.
Yeah.
His favorite beer is Corona, so be prepared to get a little, I don't get what that means. But he likes to sleep with the AC fan on, so get a blanket when you go over because it's always cold as S. He really seems to like Popeyes a lot in case he gets hungry because boys like to eat. His favorite basketball player is LeBron James, so don't F with that or you got to go. He loves wearing his robes. Like literally anywhere, any and everywhere he goes, he will don't hesitate to get him a new one. He will show it off.
Okay.
Like, so if you find a new robe, you know.
Yeah. That's his jam.
It's like his shoe size varies. Crazy, right? But he's originally a 12, regular shoes, but basketball shoes is a 13. I don't get it. It's twisted. He likes to have his back rubbed, massaged, so be prepared. Your hands may cramp, but he loves it, so you got to keep going. Oh, yeah, and don't finish a Netflix series without him, because then he tries to finish it, and he'll just spoil it for him. He loves to just chill and drink sometimes. He'll offer you a beer and turn on the Boondocks, and that's literally what you'll want to do all night, so be prepared. He likes when you can chill with his boys and him and just drink with them and be cool. You will constantly hear negative things about him from people, but just ignore it. Trust me, it ain't worth the fight. He's always losing his stuff, like his ID, so make sure you keep up with him. His room is always a mess, so it's either you get used to it or you help him clean, because there's no in between. He likes to procrastinate on homework, so if he doesn't talk to you, most likely on a Sunday, he's doing homework, so don't trip. Like, he will get to you when he's done. I found out that trampoline parks are so much fun for him, or to him. The smile on his face will get you every time, so just take him. He's a child at heart. When he's having long days, just be there for him. That's all he asks, and don't add more stress on top of it. Most importantly, be all about him. The last thing he wants to hear is that you got with one of his boys or anybody in general while you're all together. You're going to have to learn how to overcome big obstacles that come your way, and that's where I effed up. I can't do that for him, but he's so perfect. I'd hope you are the one he's always been talking about. So I think it started off kind of like petty, but not. I think petty's not the right word. She sent him this in a way to like, hey, this is all I know about you. So this is how much I truly love you. So why aren't you back with me?
So you think she meant it as a good thing?
I think she meant it as not like, hey, this is a gift for you. Now go on and enjoy your life. I think it was, hey, this is every little detail about you that I have kept in my heart and my head because I love you.
Oh,
so
yeah. I mean,
so get back together with me.
I thought it was a good no. I didn't hear any like
it's not. It wasn't necessarily, it's like, was it?
You think
reverse psychology or manipulation?
You think there was like an underlying tone to it? Not like, don't actually give this to your ex-girlfriend, but like, your new girlfriend, but this is what I like about you.
Right. It's like, these are all the things I've learned about you. So this is why we get along so well, because I know these things. So I think this girl just cheated on him.
With one of his buddies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And... Now she's regretting it.
Yeah.
So it's like,
So he posted as like,
aw, look how sweet.
You know,
I think that'd be weird.
Even if my friend, if my person cheated on me with my friend, I wouldn't. Oh, look at how sweet they are.
Right.
Like, that's, what do people say in the comments? Were they?
Well, it doesn't show the comments on the, because it was an article.
Oh, yeah, I don't get that. I didn't get that she was being petty at all.
I think, and that's my bad, I don't think petty was the right word. I think she was being sneaky.
There was definitely an under tone to it. But I also think she is regretting her decisions. Right. And these are all the things that...
It's like, take me back. It really felt like a ploy to get him back.
And he was like, look at how nice.
Right.
See, I don't like it. Dude, if you cheated on me with one of my friends, I would not post anything you ever gave me and said, look at how nice this is.
Yeah.
No.
Once we break up, it's like you are now erased from everything.
I will burn your stuff. Just kidding. I'm a hoarder, so I keep it all in a box.
No, for me, I'm social media wise.
Oh.
It's like, we're going to pretend that never happened.
Oh, no. I keep all my social media stuff up there.
I don't, just because I'm not. I do social media for a living. So
yeah, but I think it's like so much to go back like years ago and delete stuff.
It's actually not that hard.
But like I don't like look at it. So I'm like, it's just there. It's part of my past. It's part of my past. It's not.
I mean, also, I haven't broken up with anybody in a long time. So
you don't have any pictures of any of your exes on any of your social media.
I think there's a couple tagged pictures.
Why didn't you delete those?
Or like
untag yourself.
I did untag myself.
So you really do like a clean sweep.
There's some that I get untagged, but they'll still pop up in my memories.
Oh, weird. Because they know.
Yeah.
They know your face. What about in your phone? Do you delete all of your pictures from your phone with that person?
So I delete them all. Like, I'm a hoarder in that, but I keep them all in a file, not on my phone.
Why do you keep them at all?
Because I don't like deleting pictures. So that's the one thing I hoard. I don't like hoarding physical objects like from exes, because then I pine for them And then these pictures, like, funny enough, like, my friend's like, actually, you talk about this ex-boyfriend, you've talked about this person, I don't know what they look like. So I'm like, oh, this is what I look like. And this, and
that's
also,
weird that you will hoard pictures from your own personal device, but, like, not on your social media. It's kind of the same thing.
But I don't want people to see it and be like, oh, what happened here? I don't want people asking and poking at it.
Yeah, like, if people look this years down your crap and, like, they don't. I don't think people would do that.
There's some people
like,
that do.
What,
like,
happened?
Especially, like, if you're single, it's like, that's my constant thinking. Like, okay, how does my page look? It's almost like that's the first thing some people see about you sometimes.
What?
Is your page, your face, your social media page.
Oh, yeah, nowadays.
Nowadays, yeah. Like, so it's almost like, you know, hey, is my hair okay? Is everything? It's like, how's my picture look? How are my statuses? Are they funny? Are people commenting? Like, you get that fear, and it's like, also, like, you know, when you find somebody you like, you look through their pictures and stuff. You're like, oh, who's this? What's... was this a significant person in their life?
And you dig deep down to, like, years ago?
Like, not everyone posts, like, a lot.
Yeah.
So it's, I'll be scrolling, like, two clicks, and it's already 3-4 years before. Because they don't post that often.
And then if you see them with an ex, do you get weird?
I'm just
even
like,
though it was that long ago?
It makes me think, like, are they still, like, if I know a lot of people that delete their stuff, so I just immediately assume, like, either that person's still in your life or, like, why?
No, they could be like me and just don't delete anything.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, my brain starts just going full throttle, just
weird, even if it was from years ago.
Because I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, man, I think you think way too much into it.
Oh, I never think way too much about anything. I never overthink anything, Sarah.
Dang, I didn't know people were judging me off my pictures from years ago.
Yeah. It's like, oh, look, she used to be skinnier. It's like, great. Yay.
No, you got to talk to your therapist about that.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. We are.
Good, because that is not good. Well, especially for me, too, because, like, all my exes, I have, like, just a buffet. They're all different.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if a guy I would, like, start dating looked at my ex, like, I wouldn't want him to think, oh, I don't look like that, so she won't like me. Because that's not true at all. Because my taste is so many different people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I feel like you would look at someone and be like, if someone you were interested in was dating someone that looked like me, you and I look very, very different.
Right.
And so I wouldn't want you to think that he wouldn't be into you because it looks like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, and that's me, like you said, like, I should talk to my therapist. Like, I have, in the sense of, like, I know what my, I hate this word because it's been overused so much.
Triggers. I knew it.
Triggers.
I always say it now. It's sorry to everyone. And I know it's, like, a good word. Like, it's a very good word to use, but it's just so funny to be like, is this triggering you right now?
Right. But, like, I know what will send me down an emotional or mental spiral.
Well, and I think that's weird because I think that's, like, probably one of them, isn't it? Like, you don't think just because they dated someone that doesn't look like your kind of type.
Right.
Like, that they wouldn't be interested in your type.
Like, that's exactly where my brain goes. Like, because I know my actual trigger, and I was actually talking to somebody about this earlier, is rejection.
Mm-hmm.
And that will send me down a spiral if I let it.
Yeah.
And it could be like a friendship rejection. It could be like even a guy I was talking to gets a new girlfriend. Like, I think we were talking off air a couple weeks ago. It's like my first thought is to go down that spiral. Like, oh my God, what's wrong with me? I am like, she's like, he picked her because she's better than me at this, this, and this. And she looks this way and blah, 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 blah.
Your
I'm
mind
a piece
just
of garbage.
Makes up all the things. Mm-hmm.
So I have to actively stop it. I have to, like, stop before I let that happen and be like, no, this isn't about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is like, and then explain the scenario, what it really is to myself.
You can think of me now. When you see people with exes on their social medias, one, you can think they're like Sarah and just were too lazy to delete the things. And two, if there's someone that doesn't look like you, you can be like, wow, they're like Sarah and they just like the buffet. They like all the beautiful looking women or men or whatever, you know, because like I would think like my current boyfriend probably wouldn't think I would be interested in him if he saw my ex-boyfriend.
Right.
You know, who's probably still on my social media. He just would think, oh, she wouldn't be interested in me, which is not true. Bae, you're sexy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So don't let your mind think that.
Yeah, it's a fun. I use fun in a silly way.
Quotations.
But it's interesting though. I'm enjoying when something like this happens because I feel like I have more control over my emotions. Like it's like, no, stop, don't.
Because you're like constantly checking yourself.
Yeah. And it's work. It's hard.
Yeah.
But it's nice to be like, no, okay. You didn't have to go jump off the cliff. Like, it's, you're okay.
That's good. You're fine. You're having tools.
Right. And that's why I always tell everyone, go to therapy.
Yeah.
It's nice to be able to do this and be able to talk to my therapist and like talk about like how I did it. And she's like, she was proud of you.
Yay!
I was like, I'm winning at therapy. That's how it works, right?
Do I get a gold star?
Yeah. It's like, do I get an A+?
Yeah. This one session.
But since we've already kind of gone long on this one, let's just do one long podcast today.
Okay.
Well, hell yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Because I found this other thing and I really wanted to read it. And it's... oh, my God. We were discussing, you know, how you feel like being in a relationship, like certain rules you have for like your exes, like, hey, please don't, you know, have your new girlfriend post pictures about me and stuff like that. And, you know, we were a little bit like, you know, I can kind of get it. Like, you know, a little divided, but we kind of agreed on some points.
Yeah.
Now I'm curious to see if we're going to agree on this.
Ooh, okay.
I think we are. Basically, this wife writes on Facebook this ginormous list of rules for her husband that is going to a bachelor party. It's not his bachelor party. He's attending a bachelor party.
Okay, it's like his buddies.
Yeah.
Ooh, how many rules are there?
Actually, there's 10, but they're freaking awesome.
Are they? Okay. Yeah. I can't. I'm already like, oh, I would probably be this person. I wouldn't post it on Facebook, though.
Okay, well, let's see if you agree with these rules.
Okay.
So she writes, so hubby was invited to a bachelor party, and I'm more than happy for him to go. But we are Christian, so I was thinking of writing a list of rules for all the men to follow.
Oh, not just the husband. Okay. No.
Let me know if I've missed something. Number one, no illegal drugs.
Okay.
It's like, okay.
Number two. I liked that one. I'm not a drug person, so I would give that one to my boyfriend.
But that also means, like, nobody else in the group, like, if someone wants to pop a little something that's on them.
See, like, I would be cool with no one doing drugs.
I mean, I'd be cool with that, too. But I'm
on board.
But I'm not going to stay there and be like, you guys can't do drugs at this party.
Well, I mean, they're not going to listen to me.
No. Number two, no cigarettes. Hubby quits, so I don't want the temptation. You're basically, okay, I have a few thoughts, but I'm going to say them after. Okay. Number three, no alcohol. Hubby doesn't drink, and alcohol leads to bad choices. If he doesn't drink, then what does it matter? Like, he just won't drink. Everyone else can drink.
Not the same with the smoking, I guess.
Yeah. It's like, doesn't he? Like, basically, she's saying that her husband is a child.
I think
he can't make his own decision. Like, he's too dumb to do it, so don't do this.
Well, he's obviously going to get peer pressured into doing it. Like, or super made fun of.
Well, after this, he will. If he's like, you know what? Like, that would be a crappy group of friends. You're like, you know what? I quit smoking, so please don't bug me about it. I don't drink, so, like, if you never drink and people are bugging you to drink, like, that's not a really good friend group. It's like, can you just respect my decision?
Yeah, but if you, like, you do sometimes drink, but my wife told me not to, okay, I'd be like, okay, you're being a little bitch.
Yes, you're,
like,
going to get made fun
exactly.
of. Let's see. Number four, no strippers, dancers, women at all. A lot of these men are already married.
Dun, dun, dun.
So no women. No. Number five, no fast cars, taxis only. Like, okay.
What?
Like,
you can't rent a Lamborghini or something?
But that's also, like, if you're not drinking and not doing drugs, then you can drive yourselves.
Yeah, wait, what, and why no fast cars?
I don't know. I don't know.
Only taxis? Can I take an Uber?
Right. Number six. All phones need to be tracked at all times.
Oh, hell no. I do not like that one.
Number seven, no swearing.
What?
Number eight, everyone home by midnight. Number nine, no hurting each other, including play wrestling. And number 10, no gambling. It's like, I missed anything?
Where are they going? Are they going to, like, what are they doing? Are they just going to go out to eat? But not at a bar.
Oh, my God. There's an edit to the post.
Oh, she edited it? Okay.
Okay, guys. I have taken your feedback, and you're right. I can't control him once he leaves the house, and I can't control his friends. So I've decided to just to not let him go.
Oh, this poor guy.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Like,
that's rough.
The phones must be tracked. Like, this, she has no faith in him, like, whether in his ability to make choices, or she knows that she is a piece of crap, and that if he gets the drunk enough and finds a stripper that wants to hook up with him, he might say yes.
Yeah, he might do it.
Because you are a piece of garbage human.
I was agreeing with a few of those in the beginning there. Mm-hmm. And then it just went a little wild.
Like, I get, no, like, don't drive, especially if you're drinking. Like, that would be my rule. It's like, for a bachelor party, no one's driving.
Yeah.
We're all getting Ubers and taxis. Because,
oh, yeah, or like a party bus or something. Like,
you know, if I ever get married, like, bachelorette party, there's definitely going to be alcohol, even though I don't drink so much anymore.
Yeah.
Like, there's got to be alcohol.
Duh.
So, of course, I no cars. Like, we're going to Uber it.
Yeah, unless someone wants a DD.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, I have some friends that are sober. They don't drink anymore. And they're so much fun to party with.
Yeah, and you sometimes granted, have friends that are pregnant AF. So, yeah. They'll be the DDs.
Right. It's like, guess what? So what happens when you're the last one to get married? It's like, hey, all you bitches pregnant or have no tolerances or don't like to drink anymore. But this is my party, so you guys drive. And it's like, no gambling. It's like, okay. If the guys want to gamble, sure. Like, if you have, like, certain money, like, things, like, hey, you know what? We don't have a whole lot of money for you to gamble, or your husband is a notorious gambler. It's like, hey, honey, don't.
Just don't do it.
Don't do it. Everyone else, like, that's on them. And if your husband has so much of a problem, like, whether it's drinking or gambling and stuff, like, that might be a trigger point to where, like, if that's a really bad thing he has, like a disease, it's like his friends would know, like, maybe we should, like, skip a casino.
Yeah, but it's not his bachelor party.
But it's not his bachelor party. So
that's the thing where it's like,
I would have to decide as my own person, like, you know what? I am addicted to gambling, or I was addicted to alcohol, and I just don't do those things, and I don't think I can be around it. Then that's your decision to step back.
Yeah.
But the fact that she's like, I'm not going to let him go. Could you imagine if this was swapped? I'm not going to let her go.
Maybe he... I mean, there's so many layers that maybe he thinks he's strong enough, but she's been put in multiple situations where he hasn't been. So she's the one that has to be like, no, this is where I lay down the law. Like, you think you're going to be okay, but remember last weekend, or remember last bachelor party you went to? So I guess there is many layers to it, but to tell everyone that they can't do it, that's way too much. And to post it on Facebook. How do you feel about the whole strippers thing?
I think if it's a bachelor party,
it's
go
fine.
For it. It's fine. And even then, like, I don't have a problem with, like, guys going to strip clubs or anything. The only time I would have a problem with it is if it's becoming, like, if they're going too often and they don't have the money for it and they're spending more money than they should. And that's with anything. Like, hey, you know, you don't have a whole lot of money and you're spending a crap ton of it on car stuff or video games or whatever. It's like, okay, no.
Well, and it's also, like, kind of weird if anyone was going to the strip club every week.
Right. And, like, I did have an ex who he went to a strip club once, and his stupid ass.
His dumb ass.
Well, like, if you're going to go, figure out what prices are. Like, we were young. Like, he hadn't gone to many strip clubs at that point.
Yeah.
And he was paying for his buddy, who was a mooch, because his buddy didn't have a job. And somehow he ended up having to pay $500 for two lap dances.
Yeah, well, the strippers aren't going to be like, hey, you want a lap dance? It's this much, and it's this much.
No,
you know what
you
I mean?
Ask. Like, you're like, how much?
Hey, you want your lap dance? And if they say, yeah, they can charge them whatever they want.
Right, exactly. And so it's like, he went in really drunk. And I'm like, here, honey. Like, and I told him, like, when he told me this, I'm like, I don't care that you went to a strip club. And I don't care that you spent money at a strip club.
We kind of got to spend money at a strip club.
Right, exactly. But, like,
but $500?
Here's two things. One, I don't want to hear you complain that you don't have money.
Yeah.
Because it's like, no, you know, I can't, you know, like, because one, you're always paying for your buddy here. And two, you spent all this money. And two, like, with $500, we could have gone and, like, done something really awesome, and you would have gotten guaranteed sex.
Yeah, you would have gone to Vegas or anywhere, really.
Well, I wasn't 21 yet.
Oh.
So I was only... I was 19.
Oh.
And he was 21.
Oh, yeah. He was getting drunk going to the strip clubs without his girlfriend, of course.
So I'm just like, I don't care if you go. But if it's becoming a problem, like, with anything, that's when I have a problem with it.
Yeah. It's weird because last year I planned my girl's bachelorette party, and it was in Vegas, and we saw Magic Mike and, like, you know, there's strippers. And it's like, but it's like, male strip clubs are way different than female strip clubs.
Oh, yeah.
Way different. But it was, like, awesome and fun. And, like, of course, I want strippers at my bachelorette party and this, that, and the other. And then I talked to J. Rubs, and he he doesn't give two F's really. But then I'm like, damn, like, are you going to go to all these strip clubs when you have your bachelor party? And I'm like, I have to be cool with it because I'm trying to get all the strippers. So I'm like, cool. And like, I know myself and it's like, they're literally just performers that just dance on you. But I don't know. It's such a difference between male and female. And I know the female ones, they get raunchy and they will do all the things if you say that. And I know he wouldn't. But like just the thought of
the
mother.
I feel like when you go see guys perform at a strip club, girls get way more handsier than guys are allowed to be at other strip clubs.
Unless you pay.
Yeah, well,
the strip clubs I've been here, you could. I mean, if you pay money, you can go in the back room and touch them and whatever when they give you private lap dances.
Right. But like, I'm saying, like, just in general, like, even out, like, because I went to Vegas and I went to a male strip club once, and like, it was all about like touching and stuff
in front of everyone. There's no like, come to the back room with me. There's none of that.
I mean, they did have that, but nobody's paying for that.
Yeah, because they'll like let you, they'll grab your hands and put them on their booty and whatnot.
Right.
And like, I know, like, my boyfriend, I don't know, it's just weird to think like another, like a bunch of females, like beautiful, sexy females all over my man. Like, I still, like, I'm going to be okay with it if he wants to do it, but I'm still going to be like, oh, I don't like that at all. You know what I mean?
I'm not saying like, if he decided to be like, yeah, I don't really want strippers because that's not my jam. Because I know a few guys that are like that are like, they're not really into the whole strip club thing. It's like, why am I going to go pay to get, you know, blue boys, if you will? Yeah. Like, I get it. Some guys don't like it. So, I mean, I'd be perfectly okay with that.
Yeah. I mean, he'd probably be like, let's just go to a bar. Like, let's just go to just a sports bar and drink some beer. Like, that's more his jam, which in my mind, I'm like, do it. But I'm so like, I'm going to go to the club and I'm going to get strippers. And so, like, I would get if he was like, okay, well, I guess I should, like, you know, do a little more than just a normal Saturday night. But, and I feel like I have to be okay with it, which I am, but like, I'm also really not, you know what I mean? But I'm like such a hypocrite if I like say no.
See, I think it would be a lot of fun, and I don't know if it's because I'm older, and if it would be like, if the guy didn't want to do this, then I'd say no, then don't worry about it. But I think it would be fun to do like a Portland trip and have like the guys go do their thing, girls do our thing, and then we meet up at my favorite strip club, the Acropolis.
My favorite strip club.
So like, whether it's like, you know, you have your all day with your girls, whether you want to do spa or shopping or whatever the hell it is that you decide you want to do, go have drinks and food with them.
Yeah.
And the guys go do their thing, whether they want to hit up other strip clubs and like vice versa. But then meet up at one strip club at the end of the night. And that way you get horny together, you're drunk, and then you do it.
I thought of that too, but like in Vegas, how it would just be like one big Vegas strip. Uh-huh. And it's like dudes do one thing, girls do another thing, and then like we come together.
Mm-hmm.
But one, that's like a lot to plan. And it's like, I don't know. I don't know if I would want to know that he's there, so like we can get it on and stuff. But then I don't know if it'd also be like, oh my gosh, but you're there, I want to spend all my time with you. Yeah, I don't know how I'd feel with that.
Yeah, I guess we'll see what's
once this mother effer proposes,
right?
Dun dun dun
dun dun dun.
Knock on wood, if it happens, who knows?
It's like, it might happen tomorrow, might happen a year from now, who knows?
But yeah, for real, especially with this whole COVID thing, it might happen. Whenever
you're so low key, this might actually be perfect, so that you can be forced to just have
the like, chillest
wedding ever,
cheapest wedding, because and then only be like only five people can
show up. Actually, you should discuss this with him. Be like, dude, we can do this now, and then just register everyone. Be like, sorry guys, I would love to invite you, but I can't. Send me gifts.
Yeah, we're back. I think we're in phase one again. Maybe, is it two? I don't know. I can only have 5 to 10 people though.
Right. So you know.
You normally would make the cut, but
dude, how amazing would that be?
It'd be so funny.
Actually, do like float that idea to him. Make him listen to this podcast. Be like, and anybody listening out there, if you're kind of trying to do the wedding thing and you don't want to invite your family, like me.
I mean, yeah, you should just be like, anyone who wants to get married.
I keep forgetting to tell you this since we're on the topic of weddings. I recently told you off air, I've been having really weird, vivid dreams lately.
Oh, dude, it's like the full moon and some things in the earth and some things are aligning. You know, some of my friends are really big on that, on the Instagram.
Mercury's and Gatorade, you know. Yeah. So one dream I had told you about was that we were hanging out together at a Target and we're going down this escalator. It's a fancy Target, and you for some reason now are a gun carrier.
Like, I'm a
you have your concealed weapons permit and you always keep your gun in the back, you know, where your pants are.
I actually don't. No, you don't. In this dream I did.
No, but in the dream you did, and I was like, whoa. And then absentmindedly, you weren't even thinking about where you were. You're like, oh, I'm going to pretend to shoot at a sign. Like it was a target sign.
Yeah. So it was a legit target. So it made sense.
Yeah. So your brain. But then everyone looked around you and panicked and freaked out because they just saw a person with a gun out at a store.
As they should.
And then you start to panic because you realize what happened. And you're like, Vicky, what should I do? Like, Sarah, put the gun down. Lay on your stomach. Hands on your head. Like, be non-threatening.
Honestly, if this happened in real life, I would not be surprised.
No, like, this would be exactly how it would go down.
Because all of a sudden I'd be like, oh, there's a target. Let me try to shoot. Oh,
crap,
public.
What should I do? I was like, Sarah, get down, get down.
At least it ended like that.
Right. And then everything ended up being okay. Like, they basically took it like a drill, like a fire drill, if you will.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, good job, everyone. Like, the security guards handled it well, like, everything.
And I was like, I'm not arrested.
Right. And that's kind of, I was like, you got your gun back? I'm like, okay, let's go. But I had another really weird, vivid dream.
About me.
You were in it briefly.
Hey!
You were in it briefly, but it was about, like, the show.
Okay.
But there's a lot of different layers to it.
Oh.
Like, it started with, like, having to go car shopping because my, like, best friend from childhood was mad at me and burnt my car, like set my car on fire.
Dude, nice.
But because I'm not done paying it off, I'm like, oh, I have gap insurance, so I'll just go get a new one.
Yeah, screw you.
My dad and I are, you know, going to go shopping for a car, and then I get all these messages and stuff that my friend who's going to get married ended up is not able to get married, but doesn't want to get a, like, lose her deposits and stuff.
Oh, right, for the wedding.
For the wedding. So she calls me up. She's like, hey, Vicky, you're going to have the wedding instead.
Cool.
It's like, so you're gonna have the, like, you have to go get my dress, put my dress on, like, do everything, like, get everything set up in like a day.
Oh, so you're like the planner. You're not actually getting married.
No, I'm getting married.
Oh,
she's so giving me everything.
Oh, so you're married. Oh, got it. Okay.
The only thing is, in my dream, I'm also single.
Oh, snap.
So I am panicking now because I'm needing to find a groom to make this happen.
Dude, that's like, what, probably like 50 grand she's giving you.
Right. So I'm sitting here like, oh my God, how, like, it became almost like that work panic. Like, yeah. Okay, I gotta send some emails. I gotta make some calls. Like, I need to find somebody to fill this spot. And in my dream, like, earlier, I think I had also, like, hooked up with my bang buddy. Like, I don't like calling him my bang buddy because we've been, like, doing this for so many years. Like, we are just legitimately friends who occasionally have sex, but we're also friends. He's not just my bang buddy.
Okay.
So I don't know. Like, I also feel like being like
bang buddy buddy.
Yeah, like being 30 and saying you have a bang buddy, like, it implies that I'm doing it all the time.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like he, like, comes over every week.
Right. And we it's very much not like that. It's like once in a while.
Yeah, still your bang. What, do you guys hang out just as buddies a lot?
Like, I mean, before COVID, yeah, like, we would watch, like, just Netflix shows
and not bang.
And not bang.
So he's...
He's my friend who I occasionally have sex with.
Okay.
Because mama's still got needs. Even though I'm not, like,
he
doing...
He can still satisfy me.
Even though I'm not doing, like, the... I'm not leading the more sexually active life I did in my youth. Like, multiple partners and stuff. Like, but... So, yeah.
Anyways. He's still one that's around.
Yeah.
To help you out.
So, that was a tangent. So, we had hooked up earlier, and I'm, like, calling him, and I'm, like, texting him, like, dude, I need to find somebody to get married to today.
I know we're buddies, and we bang, but do you also want to get married?
Like, I need somebody, like, it sounded like I was calling somebody to fill in a spot for, you know, like, hey, like, when you work at a restaurant, you're like, hey, can you work for me tonight?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, hey, this person, like, I need somebody to work tonight.
Yeah.
And that's basically what it was.
Did he answer? What did he say?
He's like, sorry, I can't tonight. And I'm like, oh, crap.
Do you think you wouldn't realize?
Like, if this happened, I don't know.
Oh.
Like, that's weird.
I'm
getting everything for a wedding. Do you want to get married today?
You want to get married? YOLO.
That'd be weird. I'm like, maybe if there was a TV show involved and we're getting a lot of money, then maybe.
Hey, this is a free wedding. You're going to pass this up?
Yeah, but not with the person you're going to necessarily stay with. Like, that's I don't know if, like,
hey, divorce is normal nowadays, so.
Right. So it becomes then, I realize... Like, it ends up not being able to happen.
Oh, I was really hoping Joey, my brother, was going to win at the end of this. Oh.
Wait.
Oh.
So, I'm kind of like, it was almost like, I was glad that it didn't work out because I was like, okay, that was a lot of stress. I don't want to, like, that. I just didn't want to have to deal with that. That's totally, it's totally fine. And then we're all hanging out as a show and we go somewhere and it turns out that the show in the station did it all for me, did the planning, like, the last little tie-ins. They took over for me and made it happen.
Oh.
So I was also trying to call my family, like, hey, can you come to my wedding? Like, it's...
So we helped out.
So you guys helped out. And then Joe shows up, basically, like, when he showed up for Comic-Con, like, hey, what do you need me to do for work? And he's like, yeah, I got the call. I'm here. Like, it was basically like, it became like an obligation for work. It's like, hey, we're volunteering you for this job.
He's like, I just clocked in. What's up?
That's basically it. It's like, so what are we doing? And I'm just like, thanks, Joe, for being here.
Who has vows for me?
And that's like, I woke up before the actual wedding part, but I thought that was so funny.
That would be the most Joe thing, too, like in real life.
Yes, it was. It was just like him just like, hey, like, you know, just putting his phone in his pocket. Like, I'm here.
Where do I stand?
Like, what am I supposed to do?
What do I say? Oh, and, I do. Okay.
But like when we had the talks of like me having my quinceañera.
Yeah.
Like that's like it was before the whole COVID thing. But even the date we were kind of looking at seemed pretty soon. I'm like, oh, my God. But how do we plan that? Because I still need to get a dress. We got to practice the dances. There's so much to do in so little time.
Yeah.
So I'm imagine like if I ever did get married and it had to be through the station, that's what it would feel like. I don't have enough time to do all of this. Oh, crap.
And then all of a sudden Joe comes in just like knowing the dances and is like, yeah, I just watched it on. Of course, I know.
I'll figure it out. Like, that's fine. We'll make it work.
He's like coming in with a dress. Like, here is your dress, Vicky.
Yeah, like, yeah, here. It's like, thanks, bro.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I thought that was so funny. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, okay, I guess I'm marrying Joe.
Dude, welcome to the family. I'm so sorry. For real, I'm so sorry.
But yeah, so that was this. The whole conversation reminded me of this dream.
That is awesome.
It's when we have days off and I'm able to just sleep without an alarm.
Yeah,
that's when I get the more vivid dreams.
And they've been great so far. Right. They've included me a few times. Keep doing that.
Yeah. Well, you gotta, if you want me to have more dreams about you, just constantly like throw stuff at me, like be on my mind constantly, like send me messages and stuff.
I'm always
like that.
On your mind, girl.
I mean, you have a boyfriend now. I have to respect that.
Damn it.
Girl, I can't do that anymore. Yeah. You know.
Okay, fine. That's so cool. I love dreams like that you remember. And then you're like, what the hell?
Rev and I always text each other when we have weird dreams. And there was one occasion where we're like, dude, my dream. He's like, yes, I'm about to text you mine. Hold on. And we just.
I remember he came in one time and like asked us all if we had weird dreams because of like. The Gatorade and retrograde or whatever.
Well, like, cause that morning I had texted in my dream and he said it was weird. He had a weird dream. Like, Danny had a weird dream. Like, everyone was having weird dreams that night.
Yeah.
It was just so random. But I hope you enjoyed this extra long podcast.
Extra long.
The extra wide, extra long.
Oh, yeah. Whatever they call it. Give me some of that.
With the Magnum podcast.
Okay, calm down.
But we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.